Part 2. You will hear part of a radio talk about the ways in which birth is celebrated around the world. For questions 7 to 15, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
In the West, a new mother usually returns from the hospital within a few days of her child's birth. And, although she is unlikely to go straight back to work and there are probably friends and family nearby to lend her a helping hand, there's little by way of significant ceremony to mark the important changes that have occurred. For many women, this period is a time of great anticlimax, and it has been suggested that it could be one of the causes of postnatal depression. In other parts of the world, however, the birth of a child is celebrated with many splendid rites and traditions, sometimes just by a clan or family, often by a whole tribe or community. In Nigeria, a party is thrown for all babies and toddlers up to the age of 3, because their spirits are thought to be connected to that of the newborn, and in the Sudan, a party in the streets may go on well into the early hours, with feasting, drinking, music and dancing for all members of the community. Another way of commemorating the birth of a child is by planting trees. In Nigeria, a banana tree that has been named after the child is planted in a special grove at the edge of the village, where children can play. This tradition also exists in many European countries. In Switzerland, the custom is to plant an apple tree for a girl and a nut tree for a boy. A tree's longevity and solidity symbolizes the good health and long life of the child it stands for. Water is very often used in ceremonies that celebrate birth due to its cleansing and purifying powers. Natural springs and rivers are recurring symbols of new life, and in many cultures water is used to dedicate the child to Mother Earth. The Jicarilla Indians in Mexico traditionally invoke the protective powers of nature as they anoint the head of a newborn child with water from sacred male and female rivers. Elsewhere, immediately after birth, a baby might be taken outside and presented to the gods or spirits in order that it might receive their blessing and protection. But it is not only the child who is celebrated. A young woman is now a mother. In order to mark their new status, Aboriginal women in Australia paint their bodies with white clay. In Ethiopia, new mothers may shave their heads and decorate their bodies with special jewelry. And in other countries, they may take a ceremonial bath or be given gifts by the community. In the West, we tend to commemorate the growth of a child with birthdays. In the developing world, where it is not always possible to know the exact date of birth, celebrations are held to mark the first time a child crawls, stands, walks, or answers to her name. Her first tooth or haircut are also important milestones in her life. But perhaps the most significant transition a child makes is when she enters the world of the adults. This is usually marked by a rite of passage that is almost totally ignored in the West.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
In the West, a new mother usually returns from the hospital within a few days of her child's birth. And, although she is unlikely to go straight back to work and there are probably friends and family nearby to lend her a helping hand, there's little by way of significant ceremony to mark the important changes that have occurred. For many women, this period is a time of great anticlimax, and it has been suggested that it could be one of the causes of postnatal depression. In other parts of the world, however, the birth of a child is celebrated with many splendid rites and traditions, sometimes just by a clan or family, often by a whole tribe or community. In Nigeria, a party is thrown for all babies and toddlers up to the age of 3, because their spirits are thought to be connected to that of the newborn, and in the Sudan, a party in the streets may go on well into the early hours, with feasting, drinking, music and dancing for all members of the community. Another way of commemorating the birth of a child is by planting trees. In Nigeria, a banana tree that has been named after the child is planted in a special grove at the edge of the village, where children can play. This tradition also exists in many European countries. In Switzerland, the custom is to plant an apple tree for a girl and a nut tree for a boy. A tree's longevity and solidity symbolizes the good health and long life of the child it stands for. Water is very often used in ceremonies that celebrate birth due to its cleansing and purifying powers. Natural springs and rivers are recurring symbols of new life, and in many cultures water is used to dedicate the child to Mother Earth. The Jicarilla Indians in Mexico traditionally invoke the protective powers of nature as they anoint the head of a newborn child with water from sacred male and female rivers. Elsewhere, immediately after birth, a baby might be taken outside and presented to the gods or spirits in order that it might receive their blessing and protection. But it is not only the child who is celebrated. A young woman is now a mother. In order to mark their new status, Aboriginal women in Australia paint their bodies with white clay. In Ethiopia, new mothers may shave their heads and decorate their bodies with special jewelry. And in other countries they may take a ceremonial bath or be given gifts by the community. In the West, we tend to commemorate the growth of a child with birthdays. In the developing world, where it is not always possible to know the exact date of birth, celebrations are held to mark the first time a child crawls, stands, walks, or answers to her name. Her first tooth or haircut are also important milestones in her life. But perhaps the most significant transition a child makes is when she enters the world of the adults. This is usually marked by a rite of passage that is almost totally ignored in the West.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.